Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The London Daily Mail recently published a gruesome account about a daughter who helped her mother starve herself to death. The story, How I Helped My Mum to Die, has a headline that at one time would be considered sensational, and now, tragically, is becoming all too commonplace, both here and abroad. The subheader for the Mail story reads, They were never close, but Jane agreed to help her ailing mother starve herself to death, and that shocking pact brought them together. In England, the technical term for what the story describes is voluntary stopping of eating and drinking. A few observations on the story. First, we learn that the story is excerpted from the book A Bittersweet Season, written by Jane Gross. In it, she writes, As the days passed, I watched the hands of the clock from my perch in a corner of my mother's room. They seemed to have stopped moving. She soon became a curiosity, as staff stood in her doorway to watch the old lady who would not die. I accused staff of sneaking her ice cubes when my back was turned. I was twitching with impatience. I wanted my mother to hurry up and die, and was ashamed to admit it. Her mom did die, after 13 days without food and water. Secondly, the context in which this calloused account appears, there is as scary a case as you could imagine being weighed right now. Britain has already legalized withdrawal of food, fluids, and treatment from patients diagnosed to be in a so-called persistent vegetative state, or PVS, even though it is increasingly obvious that a huge percentage of these are misdiagnoses. But this withdrawal would extend to those deemed in a minimally conscious state as well. Forget the alleged differences in intellectual capacity. The underlying rationale is exactly the same for both patient M in a so-called minimally conscious state and patient H in a so-called persistent vegetative state. Advocates would argue that these patients, quote, wouldn't want to live that way, a.k.a. they can't do any of the things that we arbitrarily make life worth knowing. If you think for 30 seconds that if her family is authorized to starve M to death, it will stop there, let me politely suggest you have probably not visited the kind of nursing home or a rehabilitation center where the women, they're almost all women, are hard to reach, difficult to feed, impossible to have social interaction with. They would be next, as surely as B follows A. As a society, once we have accepted and justified the notion of killing one class or group of people based on our interpretations of a so-called normal quality of life, it's only a matter of time before we start expanding those same justifications to others. It is ghastly that Ms. Gross was a party to her mother's starving herself to death, but almost worse is that Ms. Gross is so self-congratulatory about abandonment masquerading as a reconciliation. And so we continue in society's slow march toward eliminating the medically vulnerable. In fact, it's abundantly clear that the elderly and the medically dependent and disabled in our society are not properly cared for. What has most often been found with individuals seeking assisted suicide is that when elderly individuals come to the conclusion that they would rather kill themselves than live, there is more to the story than just a plea to end an unbearable life. Most often, this is a cry for help, for love, for support, for affection. Instead of aiding in the killing of another human being, we should take the time to bond with the elderly in our communities, not by aiding in their starvation, but by giving them care and attention that they need and deserve.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.